Time for our second classroom pledge of the school year. Steve, is this a Mr. or a Mrs. or a Ms.? Do we know?
Oh, I think it's either a Mrs. or a Ms.
Okay. Mrs. Swaggy's third grade class at Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
And you can send us your classroom pledge to pledge@jayandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Pilot says he felt the slither of a venomous snake in the cockpit.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Well, over the weekend, Beetlejuice is the number one movie in North America, earning $51.6 million. Speak No Evil was number two. Deadpool and Wolverine down at number three with only $5 million. And then the movie Am I Racist was number four, and number five, Reagan.
All right. Wow. Okay.
I mean, kind of slow. Not a lot of movies making a lot of money other than the $51 million for Beetlejuice.
That's pretty good, yeah, for
anybody
what, whatever
have
week
any
that is.
Second week?
I think, maybe.
Is anybody have any desire to see that?
I'm not probably going to go to the movie theater for it, no.
Yeah. That's where I am. I'm like, maybe I'd stumble upon it. But
the new Transformer movie, I think, comes out on probably Thursday or Friday this week. That'll probably, I would imagine, would take down Beetlejuice, I would assume. I mean, Transformers,
yes,
are they more powerful than Beetlejuice? Feels like they might be.
Well, there's more than meets the eye. I know that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the next one. Well, that'll probably be your new number one, I would imagine.
Yeah, that sure seems like it would do it, Jay. Okay, well, we have to do another. A couple weeks ago, we had to do the story about Wolf Lodge. And Wolf Lodge caught fire, burnt
right
to the ground.
Yeah.
The whole deal. I saw this weekend that they said the cause of the fire was excess grease. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why it tastes so good.
Yeah. it was an accident, though. I was like, ruled an accident.
Yeah. Just a bummer. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard the word yet whether they're rebuilding, what they're doing. So
I heard they can't rebuild. That was what Bruce told us. He was doing breaking news on Friday.
Because
I don't know, some sort of weird rule of some sort.
In that location, at least.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Again, these are just, it's what I got from a guy who, worked at the fair over the weekend and helps run the VFW.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if that's our news source that we go to normally,
but he's got his ear to the gossip.
I just don't think he's ever been wrong, and let's not start now.
Well,
got a good point.
Yeah.
And that one was like, do you remember how many years it was for Wolf Lodge?
Was it like 75 or something?
Yeah, I think it was pushing 80.
Yeah.
And this one's not too shabby if you can get excited about a place that was open for 60 years.
Okay.
Domini's sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are they going out?
Steve, we got to get you a sandwich from Domini's before, maybe today.
Oh, man.
Just do it. Get it done because they are legendary. Absolutely legendary. Been around, 460 years in the same family, the Domini family. The trouble is that building that they're in that big Wells Fargo building.
Yep.
Down on the first floor, and they want to do something different with that. The landlord is like,
I see. Okay.
And so for them, it just doesn't make sense to stay there, or maybe they're just getting kicked out altogether. I'm not really sure what it is.
Right.
But either way, it is the end of an era for that location. Now, no word whether they're going to try to
move
it somewhere
whatever
else. Mm. They might. I know the bummer of it is, I remember seeing an article maybe earlier this year when they turned 60 years old, and Tom Domini, the guy who runs it, just saying, I'm getting in my later 60s, and
right,
you know, I could call her quits, but I need to find somebody who's passionate and going to run this the way we run it. Said part of the reason we've been so successful is I never really changed a thing from what my dad did.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Steve, they give you free popcorn.
I was going to say, man, the popcorn alone, you know. Oh. Yeah.
Sign me up.
You know how some sandwiches, you go into a sandwich place,
mm-hmm,
and you order it, and then you're thinking, eh, that was not bad, but where's the meat? You're not going to get that at Domino's.
No, that's for sure.
No, they make sure if you like meat, you're going to get some
meat.
Yeah,
you get it, yeah.
Oh, man, Jay, it's been too long, hasn't it?
Way too long, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking at the pictures of it right now, thinking to myself, yeah, I need to go there. I hope they would find another location. Again, I get it, you know, from the family side of it, and you've been doing it a long time, and you might be like, yeah, you know, I might be good. But how much pressure, I can't even imagine, if you run a family business that's been around forever, the amount of pressure to try to find someone to run it the way that you want to run it.
Right.
Has got to be incredible. Regardless of what the business is.
Yeah.
It just, it's so much pressure because you've probably felt that pressure your whole life to make sure that you've upheld the family, especially when the business has your name on it.
And then the problem is, like with Domini's, Tom has become the face of it, and he's become the mustache of it.
Right.
And he is one of those guys that, it's just what you expect when you go into Domini's, right? Exactly. So it's kind of a hard one for him to not be involved with.
Right.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I have a funny Domini's story, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with their food.
Okay.
So many, 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 many years ago, what year would this be?
Many.
I was trying to think of the year so I could guess the age of our kids and all that stuff. But we lived up on a hill on the South Hill. God dang. We lived in a rental house on the South Hill.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
One of our neighbors, Tom from Mechanics Pride. Are you kidding me? What a nice guy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And then down the street, across the street and down like two houses, Domini's. And the only reason I know this is because their children were, you know, they were just kind of, they ran the neighborhood. They had been there a long time. They just ran it back and forth. But they would just always kind of be like the kids that just came into your house. Like, I'd just be sitting there. I'd be like, Perry, your parents know you're here? No. Nah. I'm like, okay. Tori, no. We're just playing. I'm like, okay.
All right.
But my boys had fun with them. They were always nice kids. But it was just one of those funny things where it was like, and I, at that point, had no idea who Domini was.
Right,
I met him, and I'm like, this guy's awesome. He looks like he should be on spaghetti sauce or something. Come to find out, he's got one of the greatest restaurants ever. Yeah.
I just can't get past.
So, good luck to them.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine, Kevin, the awesome sandwiches those kids got to bring to school for lunch.
Oh, there's just no way, right?
Can you imagine?
It's got to be when dad gets home, he's just like, I'm not making, here's peanut butter and jelly, bye. The Big 99. Or do you just love it?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It went fairly well. It was a long time.
Just
to be
out of curiosity, how big a tip did you leave?
Kevin James.
Every day I left a tip.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin, hit it.
Okie dokie. Hey, Jay and Kevin, my friend and I have talked about getting matching tattoos for years. The reason why we haven't gotten them yet is because he always disagrees on what to get. He's more interested in having like some sort of cool design and something unique that doesn't really mean anything. Well, I want it to be more sentimental. He recently came up with an idea that's pretty cool, and I'm not 100% against it. My question is, Do I just go with his design so that we finally have our matching tattoos? Or should I just give up and get my own?
All right, 509-441-0999 to call or text the Runge Furniture Studio line. I mean, he knows it's permanent, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your thought?
As Wayne said, it don't wash off, buddy. If you don't like it, don't get it.
Yeah, I feel like one of those things you kind of have to be 100% on, right?
I would imagine 100% or 0%. There's probably no in between.
What's weird is he has 100% he wants to get a tattoo with his buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So like that part is there, right? Mm-hmm. The other part of, I just don't know if that's the tattoo that I want to share with him. But he seems more receptive to that idea than any other one he's had.
So at some point,
does the desire to have the tattoo matching with your buddy outweigh what it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the question. I think the answer is the fact that you're hedging at all. If you're like, yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Well, if you're not 100% sure, then I would say that that's a no.
You want to know what tattoo people say?
Sure.
Get both.
Get both. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what tattoo people say. They're
I think it probably matters if it's his first or not. Because I feel like, you know, if somebody has a ton of tattoos, one that there might not be 100% on but might have some meaning with a buddy is a lot more easy to just say yeah to than if it's your first one. If it's your first one, you kind of want to be 100%. And then I'm just imagining if you have a bunch after that, you're like, yeah, I kind of like it. So I did it.
Sure. I know a story of some kids that were seniors in high school. All the boys, they turned 18. This group of boys had been together forever. I mean, they'd played sports together, the whole deal. I think there was, there's 13 of them. Hence the reason for the tattoo. The tattoo was 13. Each one of them got it tattooed somewhere on their body.
Each one of the 13 children?
They weren't children together. But I mean, yeah, the 13 of the boys, the 18-year-old young men, I guess they would be.
Okay.
But they had been, you know, like best buds. They'd done all the sports together.
I thought they were all in the same family for a second. Okay, now I got you.
God, no.
Yeah, I got you. So, okay.
That would be tricky.
It was just their group. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just their group of buddies. And once they all turned 18, they all got the tattoo somewhere on their body. And I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. And it didn't have to be exactly the same either.
Oh,
like you could design something a little different. I think, if I remember right, like some of them maybe did something a little different, but the main thing, it just had to say 13 and it was because you're one of the 13.
Right.
And I thought, okay, that's really cool. Now you're seniors in high school or you just graduated high school. And I'm like, in 10 years, how cool is it? 20 years? I would love to follow up with those guys and to see how many of them are like, yeah, no, that's still part of my guy right there.
From the text line, don't settle. This one says maybe a portion the same instead of all of it the same. This one says, you know, just go with what you want right now. And then maybe later on you guys can decide on something that you'd like to get if it gets both of you there.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I see what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, why all of a sudden is it, if they've been talking about it for years, why all of a sudden is it like super pressing?
Yeah, no timeline necessarily. Like, hey, well, we'll keep looking until we find the one. And then once we decide what it is, then maybe we do it.
I think that's fair.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, or you could live each day like it's your last. Hello? I don't know. I always hear people say that.
I mean, I don't know if that means you just get a tattoo you don't want, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I'll live it like it's my last, but I don't want that on me if it is my last. So maybe I'll just wait. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, the conversation continues on our Facebook page. You could also always text us in at 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go ahead. Name your top five favorite car parts.
How about battery?
Battery? Yeah, that's a good one.
Kevin James.
Very good one, actually.
Triple A's and stuff.
Your car might run on AAA.
It might actually.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, how many times do you spin the batteries in the remote control before you replace them?
Spin
them? Oh, boy. I guess I don't really do that.
You've never done that? You've never, like, taken the back off and just spin them around, and then you put the back back on, and then they work for a while longer?
Does that happen?
Oh, man. Yeah, you get more juice out of them.
I mean, switch sides, if that's what you mean.
Oh, you pop them out and switch them?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that one. I've just spun them. Yeah, I do that all the time. I do it in here, like, nonstop with the remote in this room. But I do it at home all the time, too. I'll just grab it, spin them, close it. It works.
Wow, you are a magician.
Yeah, you got to try that, Steve. It's pretty good. Also, I wanted to say a shout out. I forgot to mention Josie and Caden, that mom and son. He was the kid that ended up taking our picture, Steve, when there was that big group of people.
Right
before the show.
I did write down their names, but I failed to mention them.
She was also
trying
to, I think they're fine. She was also backing her car in right after I did. So she parked like two spots away. And she's like, I couldn't even get it in there. I was like, it wasn't even part. I go, you didn't hit anybody. I'm like, you know, that's a win. You didn't, you know, you took more than one try at it, but so what? You're backed in, you're fine. But she was funny. She's like, oh, you were watching, and I felt nervous because then I saw it was you and you were watching me back my car in, and I'm not great at backing in anyway. So, no, she did great. You didn't hit anybody. That's always a win when you're backing in or pulling in nose first, I guess. Either way.
I'm always nervous when you're watching me drive, too. Well, so, you know, you just need to stop doing that.
Stop watching?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just sit in my driver's seat, close my eyes till no one's looking, and then I'll wait, and then I'll drive out of the lot.
Seems fair. Okay. I like it.
All right. Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Well, we mentioned it earlier. Thomas Rhett, Better in Boots, coming to Spokane next year, right about this time, as a matter of fact, September 18th at the Spokane Arena with Tucker Wetmore and the Costellos. Which, they're awesome. I don't know if you've probably seen them on Instagram, Kevin. Have you not?
Yeah, those are the three sisters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, they'll open, and then Tucker Whitmore, and then Thomas Rhett. September the 18th. There you go.
Yeah. How weird. That is super weird that it's, like, a year and 2 days from now.
Well, it threw me off, but I feel I'm just very happy that he didn't give us just 2 days to sell tickets. That seems like that'd be too much of a rush. I mean, you know.
Quick.
So, yeah. So, he announced the tour. It's extensive, too. I was going to count, and I didn't get a chance to. But, man, he's not messing around with this tour. There is plenty of dates. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
The other thing that I had for you was the Tyler Hubbard thing, which I wasn't 100% sure. Did you see it yesterday, Steve, the video that was out yesterday or whatever day that came out?
I did. It's crazy. Did you see it, Kevin?
No. What is it?
Well, he... At the beginning of the video, he's just talking to some kid. My understanding is that he was walking, Tyler Hubbard was walking somewhere with a couple of his crew. And I don't know if it's because his vehicle broke down. I didn't catch that part of the story.
Yeah, I think they were like headed to the gym.
Yeah, they were headed to the gym.
Yeah.
And this kid recognized Tyler Hubbard and pulled over. And he's like, man, I was driving along and then I saw you. And I was like, whoa, that's Tyler Hubbard. So he pulled over. And gets a picture with Tyler Hubbard. And then he's like, do you guys need a ride or something? And Tyler's like, yeah, we're going to the gym. Do you know where whatever the name of the gym is? He's like, well, no, I don't, but I'm sure I could get there. And then just classic, as Tyler Hubbard says, well, in classic Georgia fashion, the guy goes, you can either get in there, and he points into the back seat of his truck, or you can get in there, and he points to the bed. And Tyler's like, well, in classic Georgia fashion, we're just going to go back here.
Heck yeah, you are.
So then he and his two buddies are there in the back of the truck, and they're doing the thing where they're sitting on the rail instead of sitting down with their bottoms on the bed.
Oh, not safe.
Cops pull them over.
Yep.
So they get pulled over, and the guy's like, you can be back here, but you can't be sitting on the, you can't sit on the side. You can't sit on the rail. You got to sit down. You got to get all the way down into the box. And of course, Tyler Hubbard's like, hey, to the driver, sorry, man, sorry about that, my bad, sorry to keep you, you know, from going wherever you were going, and then offers the police officer tickets to the show, which he then, I think, goes, says, yeah, sure, we'll go. Hey, we're just down the road here at 7 o'clock tonight. Oh, I get up at 6. I mean, the whole thing was just...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just classic, you know, country boy, country roads, and it got me to thinking, I don't even know, is it legal to ride in a truck around these parts?
Gosh, I used to know this rule, and I don't anymore.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a seatbelt.
I feel like in Idaho it is.
Maybe, yeah. That seems like that would be more likely.
Gotta be in the. I felt like in Washington for a while was you had to have an actual.
I think that's correct.
Seat with a seat belt or some sort of harness, some sort of seat to set in.
Yeah, right. Makes sense. According to the internet, and we all know how accurate that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's apparently legal in Idaho. But again, that's the internet, not me. So, you know, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Now let me see if what it says for Washington, just for fun.
Yeah, it feels very legal in Idaho. It just does. I mean, like you see the four-wheelers riding around, the razors. Yeah. You're like, yeah, why not ride
it's that? I like this, what it said. The internet says it's generally illegal. In the state of Washington.
Generally
illegal. That seems like that's not, that doesn't seem like I don't think we say laws generally are legal or illegal. That seems dumb. So anyway, it was kind of a fun video, and I don't know how Tyler Hubbard ended up needing to go to the gym with a ride from the back of a pickup, but whatever. Rednecks is rednecks, Kevin.
What I have for you today is not a redneck, not a redneck at all, but... It is Survivor 4,000. I can't remember the number. 47? Not important. What's important is it starts Wednesday.
Oh, man,
Another season of Survivor is back. And I always like to go through and see if I can, you know, catch anything about the contestants. Mm-hmm. Maybe pick someone who's got a little local tie-in or something.
Right.
And we can root for them.
Season 47. Let's go.
We can root for this girl. Tyana... Hallams, I believe, is how you say her name.
Okay.
She played volleyball at a place called Gonzaga.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Then went on to play beach volleyball at Utah as well. But, you know, she's saying being a Division I athlete's going to help me, I think, a lot out here. So instant, I'm just like, okay, well, I'm rooting for her, and I hope she's great. I can't imagine that she's not a nice person.
Boy, you're right, though. You just want her to be so awesome.
Yes, the best.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list of contestants. Which one is it, Kev? What's her name?
Tyana Hallams.
Oh, okay. I see her. Yeah. Yeah, originally from Hawaii. Okay. All right. I'm in.
It's an easy one to root for
sure.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, thank you for the research on that. I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of the fall shows are starting either this week or next week, so there's going to be plenty to choose from.
Mm-hmm. The other one I'm excited for... I was a big fan of season one, and that is The Floor.
Oh, that's the Rob Lowe one, right?
The game show, yeah. And it's 100 contestants. It's a very different, unique concept. Very easy to play along with, too, but it's just fun. It's a really well done. I didn't know how much I'd like the first season of it, and I loved it, so I'm happy that they have season two of The Floor.
Nice.
And that one, I think you got to wait till... closer to the end of September.
And then I saw they're doing all the premieres and then doing like interviews and stuff. It's like season two of The Tulsa King, if you like the Sylvester Stallone.
Oh,
line.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of new TV heading right as the weather starts to change. It's almost as if they planned it that way.
They're good at this.
Really, really weird. Also, a brand new season of 60 Minutes, guys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's the person who's into that? Someone's into that.
60 Minutes?
Yeah. Who is it?
What do you mean? Somebody we know?
Yeah, somebody who did say that the other day.
Someone said that.
Oh, I can't
Bruce?
I mean, it's the natural default answer. I don't know. I don't know if he is or not, but I feel like we're blaming him for it.
Oh, do you know who it was? Steve Hawk.
Oh, it was Steve Hawk. That's right. I forgot about that because he gave us his Sunday night viewing habits. Yeah, you know, usually check out 60 Minutes for a while to see what's on there. And Steve and I looked at each other like, what?
Really? That does not fit the character.
No.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Instead of grow up, I throw up. Or what's that stupid saying that you always used to say?
Shut up, I grow up. No.
What is it? No, you don't
I
know
don't
sayings
shut
right
up,
now.
I grow up, and when I look at you, I want to throw up.
There it is. Thank you.
Kevin James.
And then the really
write
gross
that down,
kids.
Steve.
The really gross kids, Steve, would say this. And then your mom comes around the corner and lifts it up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I like the Packers center. Kevin, debut of The Simpsons, season 39.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And I bet you if I tune in, it's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure it's funny. Yeah.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Well, only 39, huh?
Yeah. Come on, pick up the pace, seriously. Let's see. Well, Steve took a call from Roger who said it was the Cougar win on Saturday over the Huskies in the Apple Cup.
Yes.
And I know there's those who are not happy because it wasn't played on the campus and all the rest of that and stuff, but hey, at least they got to play. I mean, I didn't go to either school, so I don't have maybe the same weighted vote that a lot of people do who went to those schools, but I was still glad to see him play. Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, yeah, it's not exactly the same. Of course it's not, but I mean, you got to play each other. You got to play at Lumen Field, which, again, I know that's not on the campus, but still, better than not playing the game, I would think.
Yeah, it's a
different
feel. Yeah. It's at the beginning of the season instead of November.
Yeah, that part was a little weird, but...
I get all the differences, but it still matters.
Yeah, I mean, I still, again, I didn't go to either school, but I still tuned in because I was, you know...
Absolutely.
...interested, so... Better than not playing it at all, I would say. Unless you're Washington, you probably wish you maybe didn't play it.
Yeah. I mean...
And it was a close, good game, right?
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch. So thank you, whoever did that.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Best part of your weekend, Steve?
I guess I would have to go with the Walker Hayes concert on Friday night.
Let's go!
Even though I didn't gamble. I'm sorry, Kevin. Maybe next weekend. Maybe next weekend. Still a lot of fun. Met some cool people.
Yeah.
A little dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was moving my hips.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Swaying from side to side.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. I don't really go too crazy, but, you know, bob my head, move my hips. That's what it's all about, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's like, you do whatever you want to do to make you have fun. That's all that really matters.
Jay, you've been to 3 concerts in a row with Steve now.
Yeah.
At great places where there's a lot of people around.
Yep.
Is there any chance of Steve meeting a lady?
Of course. Steve
at
is
at a concert.
Steve is great with people. He literally like takes a million pictures. Everybody wants a picture with Steve because obviously, you know, people sometimes they don't know exactly what Steve looks like or have never met him. That's fairly common because he's only lived in his town for, you know, like 10 months or whatever it is. And so they see him and they're like, I'm always like, yeah, that's Steve. They're like, or they'll come running up. Are you Steve? Oh, let's take a picture. And then, of course, once they meet him, they realize what a nice human he is. And then they're like, oh, you're so great. And so, yeah, I mean, Steve is going to meet the love of his life at a concert. No question about it.
Okay, good.
No question.
Well, I just didn't know if he really chatted with anybody or if
he's all the time. He literally is all the time. He's the one who his conversations usually last longer than most. And he takes more pictures than most people. So, yeah, he's on the high end of that, Kev. Yeah, he's
all right.
He's great with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve, you're welcome.
Hopefully it'll work out.
Well, thanks, Jay. I appreciate the... it's very nice.
You're welcome to come with us anytime.
And who, then me or Kevin?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
And then, of course, my wife did what, Kevin? I brought something in for Steve today. Any idea what she would have... Prepared for Steve today?
Prepared for Steve.
Prepared's probably the wrong word, but, you know.
Ooh. Well, I thought, you know.
A lot of concerts last week.
True. See, and I was instantly thinking football over the weekend.
No.
A lot of concerts. So she brought him one of them seat cushions.
Yeah. Pictures.
Oh, just, yeah, printed off pictures.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of all the pictures of the events.
Yeah, they're awesome. So thank you.
So Steve can start his own scrapbook at his house or whatever.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Or put him up here at the studio, whatever you want, Steve.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Carlene got a new puppy off the text line. Oh. Congratulations. Let me see. Oh, she sent a picture. Oh my gosh. What is that? That's adorable.
It's a dog, Jay.
Well, I understand
adorable.
That. Yeah, it's adorable. What else do you say? It's a puppy, for crying out loud. Kevin, best part of your weekend?
I got to give it to, I mean, it's a weekend of being stuck in the house.
Right.
It was in the hospital for 7 days. You get out and you're all excited because you're like, thank God I get to go home. And then you get home and you realize, this is pretty lame too. And just, not everything not working right, feeling right. So it was just a lot of sitting around doing nothing, going crazy, quite frankly. Little, what do they call that? Cabin fever?
I would imagine, yeah. Oh,
yeah. And so what do? You get online and you shop and you buy things a paper shredder.
And then
the other one was something that I've been wanting for a long time, and I just thought, you know what? You're sitting here, dude. Just do it right now.
Yeah, do it.
And so I did it, and that was the best part of my weekend when on Saturday afternoon, a new countertop ice maker arrived.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Oh, so you got that too. Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a big weekend.
Yeah, within a few short minutes, I had ice cubes. And it is just wonderful.
Hey, man, whatever it takes to get through it.
Wait, my last two purchases have been the happiest I've been with purchases in a long time. One was the bidet. Uh-huh. Don't even get me started on the bidet.
Right.
Anybody who doesn't use one, it's dumb. Mm-hmm. You need to use it. Everybody in America should use one. Everybody in the world.
Okay.
They're just better.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That and the ice maker, he's a pretty happy guy.
I'll say don't get him confused.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Just quickly, I'll say, it was nice on Saturday to just lock it down and not do much. A very busy week, just going out 3 days during the week is not typical.
You guys have been on the go.
Yeah.
I feel like since before Emma got married.
Yeah, it has been a busy, little while. But man, it was great to just lock it down, watched a couple movies, watched one we'd seen before, and then watched one we hadn't seen before. The one we hadn't seen before was the Rebel Ridge. I don't know anybody who was in that movie other than Don Johnson. But it's one of the ones on Netflix. It's like, hey, the top 10. And for usually we don't do this unless we've heard of it. We hadn't heard of it, but we were like, hey, we're sitting here. Should we watch this? And unfortunately, we started it at 11:30 p.m., so it ended at 2 a.m. on Saturday night.
Oh,
but still, it was one. Right? It's a little late, but it's fine. Football didn't start till 10. But yeah, just kind of having that relaxing watch movies and just hang out.
Yeah, you guys needed a weekend at home.
Yeah, just needed to shut it down. So
a lot of kissy face or what?
In the movie?
The Big 99.